you like to succeed in every area of your life? Then join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares the importance of making the right choices so you can live a valuable and rewarding life. Now, here's Kenneth.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise or think little to nothing of, have no respect or honor at all for the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can say that like this. You cannot serve God and Babylon. You cannot serve the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Now, in times past, people have singled out money. You can't serve God and money. Well, that's true, but there's more to it than that. Money is a part of the world system. Amen. Amen. So there are two systems in the earth. One is represented by the fall of Adam. The other is represented by the resurrection of Jesus. You have the fallen Adam and the resurrected Adam, the second and last Adam, because this one ain't gonna fall. You understand? Now, though, that's the only two systems on earth. One of them in Scripture is referred to as the world. And it's not synonymous with the earth. That's two different references. And so many times people don't understand that and get it all balled up together. But you won't anymore after tonight, all right? Amen. Jesus said, go into all the world. He wasn't talking about just go all over the earth. Well, it entails going all over the earth, but he wasn't referring to the earth. He was referring to the system, the Babylonian system of commerce, the kingdom of darkness. Now, I'll tell you what the earmark of that kingdom is. It marks every government. Listen now. Man trying to meet his own needs without God. Now that's every socialistic form of government in existence. Socialistic meaning society trying to take care of itself. Any government that could supply everything for you, any government that had the power to take care of everything for you can take everything away from you. Now, in the first place, there ain't no government that can take care of everybody. There ain't no government to take care of anybody. You know why? Because they have to get it off you. Yes. Amen. Governments don't make money. They take money. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this a marvelous idea? Let's take all the money away from everybody and turn around and give it back out. After we keep about two-thirds of it. No, 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 no. Now, that's men's ideas, and men are influenced by Satan. And men can't do it. They can't manage it. Now, all of that, I don't care whether it's a monarchy or socialism or communism or any of those things, it comes under the heading of Babylon. Man trying to meet his own needs without God. The kingdom of darkness. Now, over here on the other side is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of light. And that kingdom is represented by the resurrected Lord of glory. Now, in that kingdom, we have been served. Notice, promise, covenant indictment, guarantees from our Creator, God. I'm not talking about the Constitution of the United States, and I'm not preaching that to you right now, but thank God the Constitution of the United States recognizes that. Amen. That our rights come from God, not from the government. And anytime anybody, I don't care where they're from, come up with a second bill of rights of what the government gonna give you, run. Because the government ain't never give anything to anybody. Whoa, no, no, no. Now, why? Well, they can't, they're not God. So, in this kingdom, we have been given covenant blood-bought promise to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. Amen. So, that if we identify with the resurrected Lord Jesus, if we identify with Him, then we become part of the supply for that other kingdom. That's our job. Our job is to represent the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of supply, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of healing, the kingdom of salvation, the kingdom of the goodness and the wonders of heaven in this broken earth. Amen. We represent that kingdom. Amen. And we represent it to this kingdom of fallen darkness as a witness. We're not supposed to be witness of wealth and abundance. We are supposed to be witnesses with wealth and abundance. Amen. It's not just Jesus that's rich. We are His body. We are His people. We are the subjects of this kingdom, praise God. And in Him, all is available. And we're supposed to be walking in that as representatives of the resurrection, because we've been raised up together to sit together with Him in heavenly places. We're supposed to be the arm and distributors of that supply. Amen. But it hadn't been that way, has it? Well, what's been wrong here? I mean, here we are, part of the kingdom of God, living in the same poverty as Babylon. Some ain't right. Well, Brother Copeland, yeah, but you see, God just intended for us to get that after we die and go to heaven. Oh, thank God for the sweet by and by. What about the rotten here and now? If it don't work here, thank God for heaven. But let me ask you something, Brother Robert. Mm-hmm. When you get to heaven, what are you going to do with your armor?
Don't need it. Yeah.
What do you need with this full armor of God? But now you don't work till you get to heaven, see? Wherewith we shall be able to quench all. Here you clanking up and down them golden streets with all that armor on. Where's the devil? I'm going to show him what. He ain't never going to be back.
That's right.
No. You could have left your sword and your breastplate at the gate. Amen. You didn't need that there. You need it here. And the full armor of God works here.
Amen.
Amen. Exceeding abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. Now. Right now, we represent this kingdom. We live in this kingdom. Now, not after you die and go to heaven. I'm going to tell you something. If you're not in this kingdom, when you die and go, you ain't going to heaven. You have to be in this kingdom before you die. So now, are you interested?
Yes.
Amen.
I have in my possession this book. Oh, and it's got wonderful secrets and insights. Oh, I have discovered a book written thousands of years ago. Amen. And it says, no man can serve two masters. For either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Babylon. You can't serve light and darkness. You can't serve righteousness and unrighteousness. You can't. Therefore, I say unto you. Now, you notice, once Jesus said that, he never referred to mammon anymore. He just figured you had sense enough. If you're going to serve, you find out you can't serve but one, you'll choose God. Amen. Now, some people struggle with that. But, you know, Jesus figured, well, anybody finds out you can serve God surely doesn't have anything more to think about the world. No man can serve two masters, okay? Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than clothes? There's more to it than that. So, which one will you choose? Now, what we're about to see here, this is big. It is big with God. Now, if it's big with Him, it's really big with us. Let's go over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Now, who's the I here? Now, listen to me now. I, God is speaking, right?
Yes.
So now notice this. I call. Now that means God has done something. Huh? He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I, God, have already set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life. I have made my choice. I choose you. I have made my choice. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now you do something.
Amen.
Amen. So we're not waiting on God to do something, are we?
No.
Now notice what he said. Therefore, choose. Who is understood here? You. Therefore, you choose. Now notice how many times this comes up. Therefore, you choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and you may dwell in the land which the Lord has promised. Glory to God. It is obvious in these scriptures that God has us on his mind. And you know, he never changes. This is God's perfect will for all men for all time. He never changes. People need to change. But he doesn't even ask us to change by ourselves. He'll help us change. Let me show you something here. Cleave unto him. Make your choice and hang on. For he is your life, and he is the length of your day. You can't cleave to him without cleaving to his word. And when you see something he has placed before you and you take hold of it and you cleave to it, then he is your life. He becomes your strength. He becomes your health. He becomes your finances. He becomes the glory. He becomes the blessing. He becomes everything in your life. Hallelujah. All glory. Amen. Now, let's take another very, very important step in this. Every choice. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, or you have absolutely no excuse. That I have already set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life.
When God said, "Let there be light," at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after he created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see, failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
I don't know what all God has in store for this week, but I've been jumping up and down on the inside for days and days and days. I know it's here.
Faith is believing what God says rather than what the world says or anybody else says or your body says or your bank account says or your family says. Faith is believing what God's Word actually does say.
All that you've been waiting for has arrived. It is here. The day that God has prophesied about, it is here. The day of the anointing, it is here. Stop waiting on something to show up and go ahead and reach out and possess it. It is here.
The majority of the body of Christ is facing impossible looking situations right now, and they're desperate for help. Well, you're going to get it this week, praise God.
The heart of God is the Father, and the face of God is the Son, Jesus, and the voice of God is the Holy Ghost, but the hands of God is the church. Because, see, the only thing that can't fail, that the devil cannot defeat, is the church.
The Word of God is living. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is incorruptible. The Word of God is infallible. Heaven and earth will pass away, but that Word is here to stay.
He's always had a plan for you. He's always had a plan for your life. He's got a plan for this nation, glory to God. And we're not gonna fall short. We're not gonna fail. We're gonna fulfill our calling.
The inspirational messages of the pastors, every single one of them, was better than the previous.
The Word by the Spirit that brings us to that place of agreement. That's why your prayer life is no real prayer life apart from the Word of God and the unction of the Holy Ghost.
You don't have to live with heartache. You don't have to live with depression. You don't have to live with sickness. You don't have to live with sin. You don't have to live with all of these things that try to attach themselves to you, because He finished it, and because He said it's finished, because He said it's done, then I am finished and I am done with all of that stuff, and I'm living a new life now, and you are too. Amen.
Super Kids is a program that helps other people how to grow up with God and become a blessing to others and doing the will of God.
Super Kids is a really fun place where you learn about God.
Super Kids is ordinary kids doing extraordinary things.
You're being put behind the wheel and you have to stay on track with God's life.
What I learned from this conference is basically that it really focuses on the Scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God. We go back to the Word of God.
You are fed the Word of God, your faith rises, and miracles break forth.
You know that the healing power of God came over me. I felt Him in my body, and I decided to run, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran with no cushions on my feet, with no braces, and I'm healed with no pain.
Eternal. Your plan is in the hand of God. And I'm coming after you, saith the Lord, and it's much sooner than you think. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
You just
just saw some of the great highlights from the Southwest Believers Convention this year. I'm telling you, those meetings are so outstanding. Every single year, every time we get together, we experience the moving of the Spirit of God in and among the people. People leave saved, they leave healed and delivered with their questions answered. And I'm telling you something, you get into an environment like that where the Word is being preached and other believers are coming into agreement, there's answers in that environment. So for information about these meetings and the ones that are coming up that you may want to be a part of, go to kcm.org and all the information will be right there for you. Now, in today's message, this is what we heard, that every choice, every day, falls either under the blessing or under the curse. It's either under life or under death, and there is no in between. There's no such thing as a choice that is too small that it does not have a consequence. And what you choose is what comes to pass. So today, choose life. Today, choose the blessing. Then you begin to live that life that is so rewarding in the presence of God, and it begins with a choice. That's what God gave you. He gave you the right and the ability to choose. So to see today's message in its entirety, you can go to kcm.org. Click on the 2011 Branson Victory Campaign Thursday PM service, and all the information will be right there for you, and you can watch that entire service. It's going to be a great blessing to you. Now, my grandfather, in his latest book, The Blessing of the Lord, he lays this out step by step, how to walk in the blessing. And I know, like many of you, he is one of my favorite teachers, one of my favorite ministers, and we've got to get a hold of this message. You need to get a hold of these things. It'll bless you. It'll change the world around you. And if you desire to succeed in this life, and I know you do, you get a hold of materials like this, things that are based firmly on the Word of God, that's when things begin to change. Order yours today. It'll bless you. Thanks so much for joining me today. We look forward to seeing you again next week here on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, and musical guests September 16th and 17th, Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland and special guests October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information, go to kcm.org.